Because it's some really good messages that we find both in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes about how what we do lasts only as long as the Lord wills it, and He's the one who builds it up. Well, to start off, I'm going to pray, and then we'll dive in. Lord, we just pray that this time would be a time of encouragement and a time of learning. We pray that those of us who are listening would be encouraged where they need to be encouraged and convicted where they need to be convicted. I pray for my own heart to be encouraged and convicted where it needs to be convicted and encouraged. I pray that the words that I speak would be from your word and not my opinion. And I pray these things in your son's name. Amen. Turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 24, verses 3 through 4. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 3 through 4. And it says this: By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. When I was looking at these verses, I'll admit I was having a hard time thinking through them and figuring out how I was going to explain them. Not because it's very difficult, but it seems rather simple and very straightforward. The writer of this proverb may or may not have been Solomon. So we're in the section of Proverbs, verses 20 or chapter 22 through roughly chapter 25, where it's a collection of a lot of sayings. And those sayings seem like they come from other ancient sources. Seems like the proverb writer borrowed from those other ancient sources and kind of modified them a little bit. And we're not totally sure if Solomon did that or if someone else, when they're putting together the book of Proverbs, did that. But it's, I think Solomon did write at least these verses, or at least modified them to a certain extent. And the reason I think that is because it kind of ties back to another verse, or the structure, at least loosely, ties back to another verse in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19, which was definitely written by Solomon. And it says this: Yahweh by wisdom founded the earth, by discernment he established the heavens. And note the parallels there. You've got wisdom, founded, built, discernment, understanding, established. So roughly the same structure. And if these verses were written by Solomon, Solomon knew a lot about building. He knew a lot about building houses. So he was a master builder. In 1 Kings, chapter 6, verse 37 through 7:12, we get this whole account about how Solomon took 7 years to complete the house of the Lord, the temple, one of the wonders of the ancient world. It was something that David wanted to do, but because of who David was and what he had done, God said, "Nope, you're not going to build my temple." And so Solomon did it. Spent a lot of time doing it. A magnificent structure. And yet, we also learn from that same passage that Solomon took 13 years to build his palace. Almost double the amount of time he spent on the Lord's house. And called the House of the Forest of Lebanon. Solomon also had another kind of house. He had many wives. And he wasn't as wise in doing that either. He had 700 wives, it tells us in 1 Kings 11, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned his heart away. And yet, much of the wisdom in Proverbs can relate to running a household well. Not all of the Proverbs, like I said before, were written by Solomon. In these verses, verse 3 through 4, we have three main words that are the entire verse, all the verses kind of hang on. They are wisdom, understanding. If you have a different translation, I might say they're discerning instead of understanding. And then knowledge. Knowledge. So those are the three main words in these verses: wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And part of the reason I had a hard time with these verses is Proverbs uses these words almost interchangeably sometimes. They're used this way because they're used in most oftentimes a kind of parallelism. So Proverbs will often state, okay, this and this, and it'll almost seem like the same thing, but the second verse either emphasizes something in the first or reframes it a little bit. And so in these verses, we have what's called progressive parallelism. And so what that means is the first verse kind of lays out the scenario, and the following verses build on that scenario and get progressively further along. So the words that are used, I want you to think of them as we're talking through them. These words, because they're used interchangeably, they're meant to be near synonyms. I want you to think of them as wisdom with a capital W. So they all refer to wisdom with a capital W, but the words have different emphases. They emphasize something different in each verse. These verses, the purpose of them is they are describing how wisdom functions, or they're describing a function of wisdom, the way it works. It's not an admonition. It's not instruction necessarily. It's just telling you this is how wisdom works. And so as we're going through it, we've got three main points here. And I feel like I'm almost quoting the verses with my three main points. Not necessarily a bad thing. But the first point is a house is built by wisdom. The second point is a house is established by understanding. And the third is a house is filled by knowledge. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. So the first point, a house is built by wisdom. A house is built by wisdom. Okay, what are we building? A house. That can mean a bunch of different things, right? So in the MacArthur Study Bible, he suggests that this word could mean a physical structure. It could mean a family or even a dynasty. For example, if you look in 2 Samuel and throughout 1 Kings, 2 Kings, you've got the house of David, you know. And then another commentator has said it could be literal, so we could be talking about building a literal house, but is more probably symbolic, whether of the family or of a man's character or of any fine enterprise. And as I was reading the commentators, none of them agreed on which one it was. And as I was thinking through it, I'm inclined to think it means family, and I do think that you could also say any fine endeavor. So when you're thinking about it, think of it as the framework is, as we're thinking about these verses, is we're building a house. That's the metaphor. And within that square, we've got a house or a fine endeavor. So whatever the metaphor is, the house, to help us understand how it applies in other areas of life. Okay, other places in Proverbs use this metaphor as well. So in Proverbs 9, verse 1, it says, or wisdom is speaking here, and wisdom says, Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out seven pillars. And the idea there being the place where wisdom is, it's the perfect place or the preferable place, seven pillars being and the ideal or an ideal biblical number, pillars being the support therein. And so, you know, a house that will not fall, essentially. And in Proverbs 14, verse 1, we get, the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands. And so we see there, only a fool seeks to tear down what she has built up. So we've defined house. It could be, you know, the family structure, or it could just be a fine endeavor. And we need to define wisdom. So by wisdom, a house is built. Wisdom in this verse means skill, essentially. We see examples of this in Exodus. It says in Exodus chapter 28, verse 1, "You shall speak to all those wise at heart whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they make Aaron's garments to set him apart as holy in order for him to minister as priest to me." And again, later on in Exodus, chapter 36, verse 1, it says, "Then Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every person wise at heart to whom Yahweh had given wisdom, everyone whose heart stirred him to come to the work to do it." And so wisdom is skill in this sense. And that's how the word loosely translates in Proverbs in this section. So, all right, I want you to think, wisdom is not found in those who sit about. It's found in those who skillfully apply what they know. Think about building a house, because that's our metaphor, right? So there's a lot of work, there's a lot of tools, there's a lot of measuring. You have to lay the foundation. It's a lot of stuff involved. I would not be able to build a house even if I had all the things that make up the house. Why? Because I've never built a house in my life. I don't know how to. I don't have the skill. In the same way, you cannot build a fine endeavor, a godly home, unless you have the skill to do so. So, nothing that stands is built without skill. Nothing that stands is built without skill. And skill is something you have or you don't. It is. It's a binary thing. You either have the skill or you don't. But it is not something that is unattainable. If you seek wisdom, you will find her, because she is crying out in the street. She's readily there. She's readily available. And so I want to encourage you to seek skill in the things you do, in everything in life, but especially in how you study scripture and how you apply it to your home. Even though a skill is a thing you have or you don't have, you can hone and refine it. Second point, a house is established by discernment. A house is established by discernment. Understanding is just the capacity to rational thought. That's kind of the dictionary definition. And I was, as I was thinking through how to describe this, I read one commentator say or describe it as skilled experience. And I like what the LSB says. You know, NSB says understanding. LSB translates it as discernment. And it's kind of like the master foreman, when they're building, and he spots the problems in the foundations before the junior foreman. Someone who's discerning, wise, they're going to know through their experience, through their practice skill, what is right, what is wrong. They're going to know that. They're going to understand the facts that come at them. And what does it mean to be established? It means steadfast, firmly resolved, And the idea is a continuous steadfastness. When we stay steadfast, it's not like, oh, I'm steadfast, I'm here, no, and then I walk away. No, if you're steadfast, you stay in one spot and you're there continually. That's the idea. And so a house that is built, even if it's built with skillful hands, does not stand unless there is understanding and discernment. It does not stand and is not established if there is not ongoing maintenance, if there is not spotting the errors and discerning what regular upkeep might need to happen. And what might this look like in your life, in a household? So a house that is established, one that is discerning, is a house where the convictions are strong and folly is avoided. Where the convictions are strong and folly is avoided. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 29 says, "Whoever stirs up trouble for his household will inherit the wind, and the stupid fool becomes servant to the wise-hearted." The convictions are strong because the one who has discernment knows what is good and bad, what is right and wrong. And even more than that, a house that is established wants others in the house to be wise. So it's not just the parents, it's everybody in the household. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 15 says, "My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will be glad." And then finally, the third point. A house is filled by knowledge. A house is filled by knowledge. Imagine a house, or rather, a house will not be filled with prosperity. We'll read the verse. "And by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches." So a house will not be filled with prosperity if it is not first built, then maintained. At that point, that is when you start to fill it, right? You start to furnish it. And, you know, I know very many, I know many businessmen who are wise and successful, but they would struggle immensely if they were thrown into a completely new industry. The discernment is there. The wisdom is there. But the knowledge about that industry is not. My point in saying that is you cannot conjure maturity from nothing. You know, knowledge, the facts, that's actually part of wisdom. And that's part of why personal Bible study is so important. So, at the end here, whatever you have built up by wisdom, whatever you have established by understanding, knowledge of that and all the fruit of it will fill your rooms with pleasant and beautiful riches. The builder finds satisfaction with a job well done and is rewarded with the fruits of his labor. These riches that it talks about in the verses could be actual riches. Proverbs does not look down on wealth. It actually encourages wealth as a result of diligent work. But the riches could be a righteous life, too. For one, in Proverbs 8, verse 18, wisdom says, "Riches and glory are found with me, enduring wealth and righteousness." And righteousness. In fact, a lot of times in Proverbs, wealth and righteousness go together. One commentator has said, and this is a long paragraph, but I thought it was well written. "The house itself and the bounty that fills its rooms are patent evidence that the owner's wisdom has been blessed of God. The sayings that forbid envy in chapter 23, verse 17 through 18, and some others, make clear that the teachers held, the teachers of these proverbs, held no automatic and ironclad connection between wisdom and prosperity. They were very sure, however, that the odds of life, given the divine order that governs it, highly favored the wise over the fool, who almost always lacked the skill, patience, discipline, and taste to build and equip a graceful dwelling. In a society that was still learning what it meant to walk by faith, the intangible present rewards were a keen incentive to follow God's ways. And I would say this, a house that is built by skillful hands, a family that is guided by a wise leader, a house that is built by someone who is understanding, discerning, they're going to find life in their endeavors. God is the one who gives spiritual wisdom, and there is satisfaction to be found in those things. And that is all I have for you. So, any questions for me? I promise I'll answer the best of my ability. I can't promise it's going to be a good answer, but I will promise to answer. All right. Okay. Cool. And I don't know if we printed out the prayer sheets because I don't have them up here.